consistently says they, you know, they're saying they haven't accomplished anything yet. Do you feel confident you don't have to remind them of that as the success continues, if it does?
I don't think that we've ever talked about a big picture. I don't think there's any value in it. We talk about what we were going to do today, got today done, and then we'll get on to tomorrow. So we haven't spent any time on long-term reviews or any projections going forward. They know what time the morning skate is tomorrow, and they know they've got a game. So really focusing on the day. It's the way we handled last year as well, when you've got four or five tough weeks of hockey at the end of the season. Just want to handle that day and be as good a pro as you can be on those tough days. And, you know, had a pretty good game last night. Lots of things we could get better at, but just handle the day.
It is a credit, though, for what your team's been able to accomplish so far, though, where at the end of the day, people can't take those points away from what you've been able to do.
Yeah, we got the points. There's no sense of accomplishment, right? The idea that there's nothing permanent in the NHL is a really important concept, that we're going to be good tomorrow. And if you lose a game, that's not a permanent thing either. And then enjoy it. Like, work as hard as you possibly can, and don't be afraid to enjoy. I'm not talking about the success or the wins 2 weeks ago. Enjoy the day you're having today, and enjoy the adversity that sometimes you face during it.
You get a sense that you've surprised some teams to take, snuck up on them a bit, or
I don't know that. Like, when you look at the games from last year in the Central Division, right? They were all played very hard by both teams. So, no, I don't get that sense that anybody has taken us lightly. I certainly don't think we've taken anybody lightly. I think we did, you know, some of our quiet good games were Carolina at home, which was a tough out at the start of the year for sure. In Vancouver, both Arizona games, they had played well prior to playing us. We beat them twice. They went out east and won some games in tough markets. So we've done well of kind of trying to be prepared to play our same game every night.
I think they've surprised themselves at all.
No, I don't know. I don't know. It's a new team each year, right? How the pieces fit is different this year than last year. And some of these really young guys aren't quite so young anymore, and they have an expectation for themselves, even a, you know, separate from the team, that they're going to be a better hockey player this year. And they're, I think all of them would tell you if the coach would just play them a little more, they could do more, right?
But you didn't expect this, did you?
I don't spend a whole lot of times with that expectation defining either how you're going to work that day or how hard you're going to try that year. I don't think you ever rolled into training camp thinking, hey, this is a year I'm really going to try because we got a pretty good team. You go after it the same way. Well, I like the way we're playing.
Those games that you were just mentioning, they all had in common that they were a grind to start. Yeah. And get through that grind, and it's happened a lot of the times last night with this team where it's a grind and then they kind of break out and take the game over. You've talked for years about getting this team comfortable in those tight, close games. Why do you think they're so comfortable this year, maybe more so than in years past?
So in the past, St. Louis comes to town or we go to St. Louis and it's an absolute grind, right? And everybody expects, you're comfortable in that game because it's St. Louis and they're either at the top of the division or pick a team, any of those, even the Anaheim series, it's a grinder, but it's easy to feel that way if you're an underdog, right? Every inch is important. You battle it. The challenge is to keep that mentality where there's some pressure on you and they think that you should beat that team. And if you're working in hockey every day, you know that Arizona is a hard out. You've watched their last three or four games. You know how hard they're playing. And the NHL game itself, any single night, says if your goaltender's not pretty darn good, you're not winning. So that might be a bit of a, and I think it's a leadership thing in the locker room. The room hasn't come out in any of those games disrespectful to the other team or arrogant on our side. And they've come out ready to battle. And if we weren't, or if we were off a bit, kind of steadied that fairly quickly and got to some pretty good hockey.
Can I ask you a couple questions about some individuals? I mean, you see Matt Hendricks take a skate and gets cleaned up, comes out, immediately blocks a shot, and scores a goal. I mean, is that sort of a encapsulate what you guys had hoped and thought that he would be able to accomplish with this team?
Well, it's certainly his reputation, right? So he's done that everywhere he's been since his first time in the NHL, and we really felt that that could be a benefit for us. We just, our top six was young, but our bottom six was as well. And there's a mentorship in that. Look at the players that Matt spent some time with this year, and look at the way, you know, he started with Brandon Tanev, and Joel Armia is playing a really aggressive game now. He and Matty have had some chemistry. Even when they weren't playing together, they got along, and so he's had a big impact with that kind of style. I think there wouldn't be a guy in that room that wouldn't be able to tell you how important Matt Hendrick's role is and what he's done for our team. And because of that, and what we're hopeful is that all the other players in that role see a value to what they do above and beyond the stats, the goals and assists, right? When all of these guys come to the National Hockey League and they have really good stats, and they're going to be a goal scorer in the NHL, and then some things change and you find your way, and you really need that bottom six to feel important, and they've been important to our team.
Guy that's always had the stats and is now really starting to pile them up is a youngster, Kyle Connor, and you know, Mark Scheifele and Wheeler. Can't say enough about him. And what has, beyond the 9 goals, 17 points, and what's really impressed you about Kyle's development?
He's on the puck. It's a general term that we use an awful lot to me. Again, young guys with that high-end skill normally come in a bit of a perimeter game. They find the holes. They can back people off with their speed, and they don't have to play a hard gap game, and they can let other people do most of the heavy lifting and the dirty work. Where he's made his biggest improvement is the grind part of the game, getting in on the forecheck with his speed, containing pucks, and then moving away from guys. The goal he scored the other night last night on the power play, getting it off his stick across his body, he's got that skill. So he could skate well enough to play in the NHL last year, and he could shoot it well enough. But his improvement is he put some time in the summer, got a little thicker, a little stronger, a little heavier, and now he has a better understanding, the mentality of being on the puck.
Ottawa struggled, obviously. It's no big secret, but they explode for six and win one last night. What do you expect out of a Senators team that is obviously still very hungry?
Probably close to what we got when Montreal came to town, right? You're in a tough market when you're not winning. You're in Canada. You get any kind of good feeling, you can start playing really well, really fast. The pressure's so intense when you go on a run that when it comes off you, everything loosens up. Your confidence is there, and you love that good feeling, so you want to keep it going. So they're going to be rolling early.
Does Hellebuck start again tomorrow?
Yeah.
Back to Hendrick. There's a segment of the hockey community, I use that loosely, that really attacks the guy, basically mocked the move of bringing him in. I think he's shown that he's a valuable player. What do you see in him that you think that those people are not seeing?
I can't. We get started on this, man. We're going to be here for an hour. You just can't compare apples and oranges. And a hockey team has to have both. You can't win with only one style of player. Of course, he doesn't tell you everything. Or anything, possibly.
Sorry.
Can you give us an update on Steve Mason?
Yeah, skated today, skated with Wade Flaherty, and skated hard and skated well. So he'll continue on. He will travel with us, and we're hopeful in the next few days that he gets green light to get puck shot at his head again.
Are we in a stage where it doesn't look like Comrie will get a game?
I don't know yet. I don't know the answer to that yet.